KGCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger, George Jub Jub Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the Great Gordo. Musing in the news tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tomorrow we're going to be out at the Cape Buffalo Grill. The presentation out there, that is in far north Dallas. Trinity Mills and Addison Road, a stone's throw west of the tollway, is where you will find the Cape Buffalo Grill. So make your plans to join us out there for what is being billed as a charity challenge victory party. Yet we are not the victors.
No, so, but, you know, everybody wants to come out and celebrate that Muser win.
Brian, hey, bring it on.
And have a
bring
good
it on.
Time. They did win, so
that's right. We have to face facts. We know what happened, and we know why.
You want to come out there and see all the bald heads? Well, come on out there.
Bring it.
Come on out there. It's good. You know somebody else who I thought was pretty good last night, pretty improved?
Who?
I thought Junior Miller was improved.
Really?
I thought he was.
Grego, you realize how much he skated?
He was out there every time I looked up.
No. Prior?
None. Zero.
Yesterday at noon, he went to skate for the first time.
Yeah.
How much dedication he has.
Well, I thought he was improved, though.
How?
I don't know, but he just was.
So do you think we need to have Big Strong Jer and Mr. Jimmy and Psycho Dave and
Jimmy,
all those guys in the game next year?
No.
I want to keep the same teams. That's going to be my suggestion. Just give us the same team. Maybe an extra player since we were down two to begin with.
Yeah.
Kick it.
That's another thing. All right, now it is time for an E-News Outside the Lines update on something very important.
This affects you boys, kind of. We're all big fans of The Sopranos.
Huge.
There's no doubt about that.
Going to watch it again tonight.
If you had to pick one person.
After I'm done with American Idol, of course.
Of course. One woman to leave that show and go on and star in a huge, huge show.
Huge.
Who would that be?
Is it Edie Falco?
Here
we go. I will say Dr. Melfi.
And I will say no and no.
Meadow?
Adriana.
And no and yes. Drea De Mateo has been tapped to star as Matt LeBlanc's on-screen sister in the upcoming Friends spinoff, Joey, which will revolve around him and her living together. She is the star of the show. I mean, obviously he is, but she's...
So she's going from The Sopranos to Friends.
How many episodes before this thing gets canceled?
You know what?
Might work.
I bet you it works. Matter of fact, I am guaranteeing it works.
I guarantee it fails.
Well, then we know what's going to happen to her this episode, this year, don't we?
Well, here's the deal. They say that it doesn't affect her contractual obligations that she has with The Sopranos. But within the contract of The Sopranos, it says we have the right to kill you at any time, essentially.
Which... We know what she's going through right now.
Right.
So we...
She's gone. She will be dead by the end of this year.
Now, I heard somewhere that she was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and she said no, that she will make it through this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Wouldn't that piss... I can't believe she would admit to that. I thought they were...
She could be lying.
Yeah, she could be.
I thought they were under lock and key to not say anything about the script and stuff.
Could be.
She is so... Trashy hot.
She's the epitome of trashy hot.
Oh, I love her.
I do too. All right, so this will succeed. Because this guy...
Well, they've had other
this
big...
Guy,
they've had other big-time spinoffs that have failed.
What? What big-time spinoff has failed?
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah, there you go.
Not a big-time spinoff.
Oh, gee, Happy Days is only, the number one rated show for about 5 years?
Yeah, but at the end there, no. The last Chachi's years, they weren't doing so hot.
Yeah, Happy Days jumped the shark, didn't it?
Don't underestimate Chachi or Cola.
I'm sorry, Danny.
Grease Company spinoff?
Was there one?
The Ropers.
Ropers. That failed.
Did that fail? All I'm saying is that Friends is a different entity.
Some of them have, like Frasier from Cheers. I mean, that was enormously successful.
Yeah.
Was it?
Kramer's spinoff tanked.
Let me just say this again about Frasier. Mm-hmm. It has won more Emmys than any show in the history of television.
And I've never seen one episode.
And over to my left, Holmes, is a window. Look out it.
I'm looking. What am I looking for?
What you see.
I don't see any show out there that's won more Emmys than Frasier. Holmes.
Frasier.
But it's got such a built-in audience already. And now with her, are you going to watch it? Are you going to give it a shot with her?
No.
You won't?
No.
You won't watch it?
I mean, I'll switch over there just to see what she's wearing or how she's looking, but I'm not going to get into it. Are they going to give it the cushy time slot?
Of course they are.
Hey, Ryan, you know what? With your recent history of flipping, I don't think...
What do you mean, flipping?
You can't rule this out.
Yeah, you're American Idol.
We can't rule this out.
Your fondness for American Idol, this could be your favorite show. You could be
We may be doing Joey talk every Friday.
Yeah. So, Joey, it was unreal.
I've got one worse than that.
He took his dog to the park.
It'll be right after While You Were Out talk.
She will play Joey's high-strung sister, Gina, a hairdresser and single mom to whiz kid Michael.
She's going
to
dress just like she does in Sopranos. She's going to be trashy hot again, smacking gum.
All right, but here's the big question. How many people have left a highly successful television show and gone on to another show? I can name two off the top of my head.
Where it's worked? Where it's a spinoff? Or just
left their show.
Well, we can all remember McLean Stevenson. Hello, Larry.
I don't remember that.
Nothing wrong with that show.
That's what I mean. It lasted about a half a year.
Well, I know two guys that made it work. One, Barney Fife, went on to do Three's Company. And I forgot about him. But he didn't leave the show in the middle of it.
Now, you can't really
use... That was 15 years later.
Exactly. I mean, he went on to a pretty successful movie career.
Okay. How about this? How about...
Buddy Ebsen.
Roger... Well, yeah, he did, but not...
But the show ended.
How about Roger from... Genie, I Dream of Genie, who went on to Bob Newhart. That was right at the same time.
Was he Mr. Carlin?
In that case...
What?
In that case, if you want to say I Dream of Genie, what about Larry Hagman?
Okay.
Went from I Dream of Genie...
Dallas.
What about Bob Denver? Bob Denver.
What did he do?
Dobie Gillis.
To Gilligan's Island? Was that right away?
Pretty close.
I say you need like 5 years. I guess Ted Danson did it. He left Cheers, and about 3 years later, he did Becker. And that was on for like 7 or 8 years. Becker.
Mm-hmm.
Becker.
Becker.
Coffee.
What was his name?
Boris.
Major Healy's name? Roger Roger Healy in real life. Was it Roger Daltrey?
No, it wasn't Roger Daltrey.
Dalton?
Bill Daly.
Daly.
Bill Daly.
Didn't Esther Roll do it?
She played the same role.
Don't look at me like that.
Michael?
Answer the question.
What did she do?
She went from Florida on Maude to Florida on Good Times. She was the same character.
Yeah.
So you're right.
That's her greatness.
Are you going to watch this,
Danny?
And
her beauty.
No.
You won't?
No. Why would I? I think he is very unfunny.
I'm interested in her only if she is Adriana. Once she's Adriana, I'm no longer.
What about
interested.
Edie Falco? What if she moves on and stars in Will and Grace Part 2 or something?
I'm pretty much done with her too, probably.
Wolonsky has something for us.
All right, well, let's go to him.
Big Bob up.
This is, of course, Robert Wolonsky of the Dallas Observer. Greetings.
Greetings, boys.
How are you?
Why don't you ever call during baseball talk or anything? Why is it always entertainment stuff?
I don't know much about baseball.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What do you have for us, Rob?
Rhoda. That was a spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
But they also had the spinoff Phyllis that didn't work with Cloris Leachman.
Sure, there's always one that does and one that doesn't. There was the Jeffersons was a spinoff of All in the Family.
Yeah, we're talking about specific actors and actresses here.
Well, what about Benson? Robert Guillaume from Soap?
Yep. That was the same one. That and the Benson was highly successful.
Yeah, it was. I used to watch Benson. Did you watch that?
Bands and stuff.
It's too bad.
And then there was the failure after MASH.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Who was in that?
Harry Morgan and Gary Berghoff and Jamie Farr.
Big Harry Morgan?
And William Christopher. Father Mulcahy.
Ticket employees can stop calling with suggestions, by the way.
Ticket employees?
Yes. When you guys get in a discussion like this, the freaking hotlines go crazy.
Who was
that? That was Dick Hicks saying, what about Mr. Drummond's housekeeper going on to Facts of Life?
True.
It's true.
True. Good point, Dick Hicks. Great point.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it from him.
Don't hook me again like you did last night.
He's a sports cretin.
Well, he is. And he drags Kevin Scott down.
Sure. All right, does. Robert, anything else?
The sports cretins do.
Oh, there's more, but I'm sure there's other ticket hosts that would like to get on, and I don't like
them. Yeah, but they don't call on the Hey America hotline, do they?
Right, this is your own special number. We set this up for you.
Oh, and I really do appreciate that. It's just calling as much as I can.
All right, buddy.
You call in anytime, big guy.
Why didn't you come to the hockey game last night?
How'd that work out for you?
Not good.
Well, we look like you.
I was going to say, I hear you all got the same haircut I have.
We're less Jewish than you, but we look like you.
Maybe you need to come up.
That's weird, Cody, because I'm going to Bible study tonight, too.
No, you are?
Maybe you need to come up here and critique everybody's look.
I would love to do that. I did see Colby getting his hair cut on Channel 8 last night.
Oh, they ran... You mean me specifically?
You specifically. They had you getting your head shaved on Channel 8 last night.
Channel 8 was there last... They did a story on it?
Like,
yeah, they did. On the charity challenge?
Yeah.
Really?
That's nice.
Hanson did something.
Well, why'd he go Dale Hanson?
That's how we ended the sportscast last night with the...
And the Ticket is playing their annual charity game tonight. Team Musers against Team Hardline. What kind of a team wears a pink jersey? It's the losing team. The Musers, George Dunham, involved in all three goals. The Musers win it 3-1. And there goes Corby's hair again. I think he shaved that off about 10 times. Every time he makes a bet, he goes bald.
It's a lovely sight. Thank you, Dale.
That's good. That's cool. Hanson did that.
That was nice. You think that Gloria Campos, when he mentioned Corby, had any idea who...
I can guarantee you she did.
She does?
Yes.
She listens?
I don't know if she does, but her husband does.
Fred Campos?
Or was it... We don't know his name. All right, Bob, thank you.
Take care, Snake.
We love you.
Love you too.
Take care, Snake. You think with all that New Times money that he could afford a decent cell phone...
Bob?
Yeah.
He's bald.
He is bald.
Good point.
What's that got to do with the cell phone?
Hey, a lot.
Look it up.
A lot.
Messing up
with
reception. Surprised.
All right, coming up next, the Rangers have a Hall of Fame for former Ranger greats. And I am a voter in this thing. And we will take a look at how the field was narrowed down to 13 out of a possible... whole slew of them next here on the table.